movie Encanto, the Madrigal family has all been given different magical gifts. Incredible strength, talking with animals, control of the weather, or the ability to make flowers grow. Everyone in the extended family has these gifts except for one, Mirabelle. Mirabelle desperately wants to be valued by and to support her family, but she's often perceived as being in the way. So she sings that she is waiting on a miracle, hoping to one day receive a power too, and to be a true part of her family. How many of us feel like we are waiting on a miracle to happen? For an illness to be cured, for a garden to grow, for peace on this earth. Wouldn't it be nice if Peter was among us today to raise the dead like he did to Tabitha? And yet, here we are, often feeling helpless like Mirabelle. The problems of the world are outside of our control, and we aren't capable of changing them. At the end of Encanto, though, there's a shift. Spoiler alert. The Madrigal's magical house comes crashing down, and their magic disappears. And it's through Mirabelle's love and courage that the family comes together. And their house is risen once again. This time, not due to magic, though, but through the rallying of their community around them to build it back by hand. And Mirabelle's grandmother sings to her, "The miracle is not some magic that you've got. The miracle is you. Not some gift, just you. All of you." Perhaps the miracle in today's scripture today is not just about Tabitha's resurrection, but about how she lived her life. Tabitha devoted herself to good works, sewing clothing for all of the widows of her community and offering them a safety net in a society that would have rejected them. Tabitha is the only woman in the New Testament named directly as a female disciple, although there were certainly other women who also followed Jesus and were leaders of the early church. But her naming as a disciple is important because it meant that Tabitha was not just seen as a woman who was helping her community. Instead, her love and support of those around her were a ministry, which was then seen and named as such. In her living, Tabitha validated the humanity of those around her and included them in the faith community. In her death, the need for larger systems of care was reinforced as the widows and others were left without their safety net. Terry McDowell Ott asks these questions for the church's consideration. Whose work, if lost, would we be desperate to resurrect? Who could contribute to the work of community in ways that we have not considered? And who does society devalue that could find a home among us? I shared the story of Mother God with the children today because I believe that it reminds us of an important fact, that God cannot be limited by human perceptions of who God is and how God is at work among us. Today, we celebrate those women who have nurtured and taught us Whether a familial mother or any woman who has taught us to be brave, kind, and true, we honor these women today in recognition of their individual gifts to us, but also in celebration of the ways our world has been transformed because of the female presence, despite historical pushback. Now, I grew up with women pastors in my church, so I never questioned if I would be allowed or worthy of taking leadership in the church based on my gender. And it wasn't until I was in seminary that I truly realized that this was not the case for others. As I met female classmates who were studying to be ministers, but had never had a woman pastor of their own. So today, I'm giving thanks for the women who birthed and nurtured my understanding of ministry through their own examples. Susan, Lucy, Bobby, Elizabeth, Luann, Allie, and today, Anne and Kim. And I give thanks for my mom, who entered into her own work at the church when I was in high school and continues to be a conversation partner in ministry. I give thanks for my Southern Baptist grandmother, who has never once doubted my call and tells me every time we speak how proud she is of me. I don't take for granted my presence in this pulpit today. There are places where this still would not be possible. And the voices of women need to continue to be heard and lifted up, not because of their gender, but because they have something important to add to the conversation. The voice of the feminine can be heard throughout Scripture. From figures such as Mary, Ruth, Deborah, and Rahab, to the moving of the Holy Spirit, which from the beginning has been present among us as ruach, a feminine noun for breath, wind, or spirit. It's much easier to name the influential men of the Bible due both to their prominence in Scripture and their historical focus. So perhaps today we can make a challenge for ourselves to name how God has spoken through the feminine as a way of broadening our understanding of God's own self. Today, this saying resonates. Here's to strong women. May we know them, may we be them, may we raise them. And I'll add to that, may we see God in them and see them in God. It's seemingly a coincidence that the lectionary reading on Tabitha's ministry coincides with Mother's Day this year. And just as we celebrate the women who raised us and whom we are raising today, Tabitha helped raise a community into compassion and care. And just as God raised Tabitha from the dead in a continuance of the Easter promises, so God raises us to new life. William Willimon comments, "These miraculous events are subversive of the present order, for they announce a new age, an age where reality is not based upon rigid logic or cause-effect circumstances, but on God's promise. And every time a couple of little stories like these are faithfully told by the church, the social system of paralysis and death is rendered null and void. The church comes out and speaks the evangelical and prophetic rise, and nothing is ever quite the same. Too often, we underestimate ourselves and others and the impact that we can make on this world. We are confident in God's promises of new life, but we don't always hear the call to be part of this resurrection story. Tabitha helps the widows recover their communal life after the loss has left them in despair. The widows, in turn, help Tabitha recover her physical life through expressing their love and grief to God. And so, too, does Peter respond to God's call to support God's people, showing up to the upper room as an agent of God's work. And in each of these cases, the people must show up and respond for God to be able to work through them. In our own communal life, we cannot just wait for God to appear and perform a miracle on our behalf, for God is already in our midst. God has given each of us gifts and tools that we need to create a successful community together. We don't have the same gifts, but instead of comparing ourselves to others, we have the opportunity to lift one another up while also having confidence in our own gifts that we have been given. And I see this best when we serve together, like at our recent work day at Shorter Chapel. Some people were fixing gutters and mending railings, while others tore down vines and painted. The kids raked leaves and organized craft supplies. Each of us did what we were able, and together we accomplished in 2 hours what none of us could have done alone. And God was in each of these tasks, none more important than the other, but each responding according to their abilities and perhaps learning something new in the process. There is new life to be seen in brick that is no longer covered in vines or in fresh paint by an entrance. And so we proclaim together, rise. There is good news to be shared here. Today, we are called to rise up and proclaim that God is at work in each of us, not limited by gender, race, sexuality, political belief, or other factors. God claims each of these identities as good and of holy and worthy of being named as disciples. As the Holy Spirit moves among us, she calls us to raise one another up, taking care of each other and naming the holy in each person we meet. And it's through the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit that the real miracles of life happen. The nurture, care, sustaining, and empowering of all people. And so together we celebrate that in Christ we are raised to new life together. May we embrace this for the flourishing of all God's children. Amen.